Welcome back to the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. Travis Ryer, senior analyst for BOL, alongside site publisher Tim Watts. We've got breaking news as it relates to Alabama Crimson Tide men's basketball. Tim, an in-state prospect previously connected with Alabama throughout his initial recruitment, looked like he was headed to Kansas instead. But as it turns out, LeBaron Filon, going to stay home, going to play for the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah, he's been an interesting one to watch. Was committed to Auburn at one point, opened up his recruitment, ended up at Kansas. You know, Alabama wasn't really involved for most of the process early on, hadn't really pushed for him, had other guys they were targeting, had taken guys out of the portal for this year, and they just went in a different direction. And then, you know, obviously senior year, had a really good senior year, which isn't surprising. The guy's had success at every level and everywhere he's went, shot the ball well. And we knew, we reported on, you know, last week that when he decided that he might enter the portal, well, I guess he's not entering the portal. He's, what is the LOI? That's kind of the portal. LOI portal.
From his letter of intent.
Yeah. It's like the LOI portal now, though. We almost have to include it, right? He got out of his LOI, which is a foregone conclusion, as we talked about before. And obviously Alabama jumped in, was one of the top schools we knew right out of the way. That, you know, and it's not surprising to find a guard that wants to play for Nate Oates, right? It's probably might be a little harder to find a guard who doesn't want to play for Nate Oates after everything you've seen the last few years. Brandon Miller put a, you know, really a lot of attention was played with Brandon Miller. Next year, you're looking up at Mark Sears, who I don't know anybody that doesn't know Mark Sears after this run. I would like to know the percentage of people that did knew Mark before the run and after, because I guarantee you he's a stock up guy in the eyes of the fans. So, I mean, Alabama jumps in, gets him on a visit, gets him committed, happened, you know, relatively quick for this. And I would think staying at home, originally from Mobile, staying in the state of Alabama, played a big role in this, and obviously his fit with Nate Oates and his style of play.
Yeah, Filon 6'3", so you like the size, especially for a guy that plays on the basketball, a top 35 consensus overall prospect for the 2024 cycle, top 5 point guard. You think about now this high school class that Nate Oates has assembled. Boy, it's up to 4 players. And as you said, I don't know if there is a program out there that wouldn't love to have any of these 4 guys.
Yeah. I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about the portal the last month, you know, portal in, portal out, everything that's going on. But I mean, you start at the top with the McDonald's All-Americans, Darian Reed, a huge recruiting win for Alabama, and Aiden Sherrill, the center. I feel like a lot of Bama fans forget has signed, by the way. We keep there's been talk like Alabama didn't have a 6'10", 6'11" stretch guy that could get around the rim and block some shots. And then again, you know, Nas Cunningham, he's a guy that was number one in his class, big upside guy. But what they didn't really have was a lead guard, a facilitator, and that's what they get with him. The other guys are all 3, 4, 5 type players by basketball positions, but Filon's a guy that can bring it up the floor. He can handle the ball, had a good year shooting the ball, which I think really helped him in the eyes of the Alabama staff. And like you said, long, I mean, it's not just his height, but it's his length. When you see him, he's a slim guy, long arms. He's got all that working for him. Very nice shot, very comfortable when he's out there. But yeah, on top of everything they've done in the portal, which, you know, you probably give him an A+, right? And then everything they've done in the high school ranks, I think that's an A+, plus the guys that are possibly coming back. I mean, you're looking at a pretty loaded roster next year.
Absolutely. And yeah, this is a guy who can get into the paint when you watch him on tape and, you know, pretty much go where he wants to with the basketball, but he can knock down the 3. That's obviously going to continue to be important. And as that size relates even to the defensive end, because Nate, that's not optional with Nate Oates, as we know. You're going to defend on that other end of the floor, and that should help LeBaron Filon as well. So when we think about, again, we talked about the roster potential for this Alabama basketball team, Tim, and just this just adds to the expectations. Understanding there's still, you know, Latrell Wrightsell coming back is huge. Mark Sears potentially coming back. So it could be a situation where you're not putting too much on LeBaron Filon early in his career, but if it does work out where you need maybe more from him than you're anticipating right this minute, I think he's capable of providing you with that.
Well, I think the one thing you wanted, and you know, they lost it last year when Quinterly left late and kind of left them, you know, high and dry where they couldn't get another lead guard. But a guy that can push up the floor, it's not that guys can't bring it up the floor. Mark Sears can bring the ball up the floor. But when you get an Aiden Holloway or a Filon, they can push it up the floor, you know, not, and again, not a shot at Mark, but their natural ball handlers are going to push it, get in the paint, kick out, find stuff. A lot of the popular offense now to get those open looks on top of being able to shoot the basketball. So again, you're creating not only your own shot, but shots for other people. And, you know, when you push the, anytime you push the pace, and there's no doubt Nate Oates is screaming, run, run, run. You know what I mean? It's like Forrest Gump, run, Nate, run. You know, you get them out there, they're going to push the pace as fast as they can. And that's another thing that goes in. When you've got this many guys that can play and push, you can rotate them in and out, in and out. Because not everybody's going to have 8 to 10 guys deep that can run the floor, which is what you're looking at with Alabama possibly.
Yeah, you talked about it too with Holloway coming in there to go along with Filon. And it's not really a point guard centric offense. It's right. In some ways positionless basketball. As you said, you get a rebound, push it. Grant Nelson or any of these other guys, push the basketball. That's what Nate wants to do first and foremost, get the ball up the floor and get those open shots as quickly as possible. So again, you know, you got Bill Self, pretty damn good coach that it looked like Filon was headed to play for. Rylan Griffin, we know. I guess in some ways you could look at this as a little bit of a trade. Different positions, different points in their basketball pass at this point. Rylan, obviously, a couple of years into it. But again, I think it speaks to where Nate ranks and sort of that pecking order right now among coaches. And as you said, especially where guard play and guard development is concerned.
Well, I think obviously Hurley is a huge name in college basketball, hot name. But I think Alabama just as much, Nate Oates, because you're in the SEC. We talk about it a lot more. The Connecticut fan base, you don't really hear as much from them. It's kind of, you know, small crowds when they win. Obviously, Hurley's an elite coach. But in this SEC where things are so competitive, and, I mean, you saw the Aiden Holloway. I mean, you know, you spend all day with people celebrating getting him from Auburn and Auburn people saying they didn't matter. That's how it is in the SEC. So when you're getting these guys, there's so much talked about. There's so much debate. Who's the best coach? Rick Barnes, Nate Oates, Bruce Pearl. It's going to be a hot topic. And we see that in the South because now you've got, to me, the most passionate fan base is SEC football. Well, now they're following basketball. So welcome to the jungle. They're here. They're happy with what they're seeing, and they've got a taste. You know, they've got a taste of that Final Four now. I've got friends that I've screamed down for 20 years that they didn't really love basketball. I've got them now asking daily questions, talking about our post on the BOL roundtable, asking about it. They're excited, and it is exciting. But again, Nate Oates, I mean, his style of play, he's got that kind of Northeast swagger about him too. You know, he's got that look. You know, Nate Oates literally could be a character in a movie, a coaching character. He could be an actor in a movie we liked, being that kind of guy, that kind of pushy coach, you know, that recruits hard and plays just as hard. So I think that's a big deal. But, I mean, again, you're getting guys, you know, I think the biggest problem is you look at Coach Cal. He had as much talent as anybody in the country basically every year, but it was so inexperienced, right? You don't want to, it's hard to be that guy with the inexperience. And then again, it's hard to be the older teams, but we've seen success with these older teams. Alabama was an older team. San Diego State 2 years ago was an older team. That experience comes in handy. So when you're saying in a perfect world, what do you want? Well, you want this. You want experience from the portal. You want extremely talented players coming in from the prep ranks. You mix those guys together. I mean, you're going to have quite a roster.
It is the balance that you're looking for. I don't think there's any doubt about that. It'll be interesting to see if Cal makes that adjustment now that he's at Arkansas with a boatload of NIL money apparently to work with. And we talk about just SEC hoops in general, and you got to understand, and you're right, I love the increased interest in Alabama men's basketball, but there's so much more that goes into it too, into making a run, things that aren't necessarily within your control, maybe as much as they are, let's say, in football. You know, it takes some different things and hoops a lot of times to get to where you want to go, but it starts with a roster. It starts with a roster, and Nate is undoubtedly continuously year in and year out putting Alabama in a position where it has a chance each and every year. You know, there was a time not too long ago, Tim, we were just talking about Alabama making the tournament, right? Now we're talking about the tournament starting with the Sweet 16 for some fans, it seems like.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations are so high. You know, it's funny, after the the week before the Final Four, I had so many discussions of like, I don't even care what happens. House money, this was the dream. This is all I cared about. Well, that stuff quickly went to next year. Looking at rooms, and I mean, I said it on the round table.
Final Four next year.
Yeah, San Antonio. Yeah, absolutely. I had people that knew that has no, would never, I doubt they could find Coleman Coliseum, but they can tell you where that Final Four is. So I love the excitement. I mean, there's always been a passionate basketball fan base, as me and you know. There's always been that passion there. There's always been the ones that wanted that, you know, that successful program. And now that they've got it, they're making the most of it. You can see it on the round table consistently. The basketball, with everything going on in football, the basketball discussion is about equal right now. The threads, yeah. The reactions to news and nuggets that we do, and you know, everything that's breaking, because it is successful and it's fun to be a part of. It's fun to watch. And it's fun to watch, you know, your buddies who are fans of other schools tell you you're not as good as you think you are. I mean, there's a lot of fun in that, but roster management, A+, you know, prep recruiting, A+, you know, keeping your guys on campus, you know, to be determined, but certainly, an A at this stage. So portal, A+. I mean, they did a fantastic job. They capitalized really well on having that being center stage, which not everybody does. Not everybody does that.
No, it's not as easy as Nate Oates sometimes makes it look. And even Nate's had to deal with some curveballs. We saw it just last year, you know, going into the summer months with Bediako and Quinterly and some of those situations. So
I think
you got to keep your head on a swivel. Be ready.
I think he said never again. Never again. You know, assumed Bediako. And I think, you know, if you had to bet, you would have bet a decent – decent dollar amount that Bediako would be back, right? I would have no feedback had him getting drafted, and he wasn't drafted, you know. No. And so that, you know, you had to think there. And then Quinterly, and I'm not faulting Quinterly. I know some fans were mad. I mean, Quinterly, you know, had NIL offer from Memphis. I think he did the smart thing for him. I don't think it had anything to do with Alabama. The guy was as supportive of Alabama while at Memphis as it could be. I mean, he's clearly a guy that loved his teammates and still talks to him and all. But I mean, that NFL plays, but you know, you get caught without you had a team go to the Final Four that got caught without their five and their one, basically. That's how good a job this coaching staff did and how good a job this team did. I mean, I know we give the coaching staff a lot of props, but those guys stood up even in the UConn game. I don't think anybody in the last 2 years have played them better in the NCAA tournament than Alabama did.
You're not going to find anything better than Bama Online for your Crimson Tide news. Tim Watts right here with the Nuggets on the round table. None of this is really a surprise to you if you've been with us at BOL, because Tim, our staff, all over this story and so much more, is LeBaron Filon, previously signed with the University of Kansas, headed to Alabama men's basketball instead. Tim, great stuff. Anything else before we get out of here?
That's it. Hope to see you guys soon. See you on the round table. Please give us a like and subscribe. We're worth a thumbs up.
Yeah, hit that thumbs up if you don't mind.
We're worth one of them anyways.
Oh, Siskel and Ebert here, right? How about two thumbs up? Maybe
we do what we do. We're the old guys. We're the old guys on the Muppets.
Yeah, we are.
Sitting up top yapping. Those are two of my favorite guys, so I'm not surprised we're here.
No, it's pretty predictable. So for Tim Watts, Travis Rowe, thanking you for joining us right here on the YouTube home for BamaOnline.com. And until next time, so long, everybody.